A Thomas Nelson audio presentation.
Slave, The Hidden Truth About Your Identity in Christ by John MacArthur. Preface. After more than 50 years of translating, studying, teaching, preaching, and writing through the New Testament, I thought I had its truths pretty well identified and understood, especially in the realm of the New Testament theology of the gospel. In fact, clarifying the gospel was the most important and constant emphasis of my writing. From the gospel according to Jesus, ashamed of the gospel, hard to believe, and the truth war, to countless sermons and articles through the years. But through all those efforts, a profound and comprehensive perspective, one that dominates the New Testament and is crucial to the gospel, escaped me and almost everyone else. It wasn't until the spring of 2007, on an all-night flight to London while reading Slave of Christ by Murray Harris, that I realized there had been a centuries-long cover-up by English New Testament translators that had obscured a precious, powerful, and clarifying revelation by the Holy Spirit. Undoubtedly, the cover-up was not intentional, at least not initially. Yet its results have been dramatically serious. A cover-up in the English New Testament translations? Was that true? Why? And with what consequences? Had no one uncovered this before Harris in 1999? Well, it didn't take long to find one who had. Edwin Yamauchi, in his 1966 Bulletin of the Evangelical Theological Society article entitled Slaves of God. Why had there been no response to his work? And how could a truth related so essentially not only to...